It's most excellent to welcome in to Static onto SCR this evening. All three Jacuzzi boys, Diego, Danny and Gabriel, welcome in.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. It's a long way from Miami, Florida to Sydney, Australia, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Looks just like Miami here, right?
Yeah.
It's so good to have Jacuzzi boys finally in Australia. This has been a long time coming, you guys.
It has been. I'm glad the time is here. Time is now.
Because this is actually the 10th anniversary of Jacuzzi boys this year, right?
It is. That's where we planned it. We planned it that way.
This is the pinnacle of your career. Yeah, was
10 years comes, we go to Australia.
Yeah. Have you celebrated in any way yet? Is there a particular date?
What's the date?
When were we born?
I think it came and went without any real celebration.
Wow.
I think it was like probably like somewhere in March, I think. I think somewhere March is...
I always thought it was September, but...
Yeah, see, I guess we don't know.
We're not a good couple.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is what happens with history. Everyone's got a different story.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been together so long that you've actually just compiled a collection of early singles.
Yeah.
From 2007 to 2011. So what was it like? Is it like having an old photo album, listening to some of those old singles now?
It was pretty trippy to listen back to some of those. Sometimes I kind of even had forgotten about it. I'm like, it was cool. It was pretty exciting.
Me personally, I don't listen to too much of our stuff.
That's all I listen to.
Yeah. And then when you do hear something that you did, like, I don't know, 7 years ago or something, it's pretty strange. It's cool.
It's interesting to have a listen through that compilation because now when you contrast it to more recent Jacuzzi Boys stuff, Boys Like Blood sounds like AC/DC.
Oh, shit. I haven't heard that, but man, I'll take it.
If you played them back to back.
Yeah.
And even, you know, there was so much sort of scrappy garage rock about that early stuff.
Yeah,
but now,
yeah.
You know, a song like Refrigeration is almost sort of more nervy or new way.
And it's cool because that compilation is actually chronological. So it really does start with like the very first thing we did. And it kind of, I'd imagine you can kind of see that.
Progression.
Yeah.
Our growth.
Or lack thereof.
Or, yeah.
As people and musicians, right?
Yeah.
Well, that compilation and also last year's Ping Pong album are on your own label. Mag as well, which is something else you've taken the reins of as a band in more recent times. Does it feel good to be your own bosses?
Yeah, it's fun to do. Like putting out friends' stuff. Yeah, it's cool.
You've only released a couple of other bands apart from Jacuzzi Boys things. There's
one
Hydrofoil and some up-and-comer named Iggy Pop.
That's right, yeah. Watch out for him.
That'd be huge.
Yeah, that's all we've done so far, and they've both been like single-sided flexies. And we're hoping to, I mean, we're going to definitely keep that going, but I'd like to release like a legitimate, you know, whatever, probably start like a legitimate single or whatever. You know, I kind of want to expand on the label and start putting out proper releases from friends.
I'm sure you're sick of telling the story already, but how did the Iggy Pop release come about?
We really just reached out to him.
Yeah. We told him basically do whatever you want to do. You want to sing in the shower and like record it. That's cool.
We gave him no rules. Just like, if you want to recite, you know, read some poetry, say whatever you want to do, you know? And he was like, sounds good. I'll get back to you in a few days. I have a song. And I was like, I'll have a song for you. Yeah. And just like.
But you guys weren't going in cold. Like, he'd actually given you props beforehand, right?
Yeah, yeah. We've hung out with him. And after we opened up from.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we had a bit of a relationship. Otherwise I wouldn't have dared to reach out. Like, hey, want to give us a song for this weird label that only puts out, you know.
I saw a great backhanded compliment from him, which was him talking about you guys. He said, it's a stupid name, but they've got good spirit.
Yeah.
You know, now he always says, I'm going to call him out one day when I have enough courage to. But now he loves saying, he's like, oh, it's a great name, great band, yeah, you know. And I always want to be like, hey, you didn't say that at first, man.
But he's also repping Miami as well, right? That's where Iggy's based.
Yeah.
So are you going to look outside Miami for future releases then? Or is it going to be all...
Hydrofoil is out of Chicago. Okay. Sort of. Well, one of the guys lives in L.A. now. But yeah, they're essentially a Chicago band. So, yeah, kind of wherever, really.
There's and all kinds of rules. Music, you know, like, it doesn't have to be all rock and roll, anything, really.
Oldies, it's going to happen. Yeah. But it's a long way from starting out 10 years ago doing stuff like this. I mean, where the hell did Jacuzzi Boys first play in Miami when you were doing your early shows?
What was the first show?
I don't think it was in Miami. It might have been in Orlando.
Yeah, in Orlando. Yeah.
But the first time, we spoke about this earlier, the band was a two-piece for a few months prior to me joining. And I saw them play a show, and it was in a strange warehouse by like one of the small airports out, like somewhere you would never go. You know, just like weird part of town.
Yeah, he saw us play, and we couldn't get through songs. We're stopping.
Making up songs.
It was just like a racket. And he found it charming.
And then the first show that we all played together was a weird house party.
Was that wedding?
No.
It was
whatever it was.
It was a funeral.
Yeah. I think it might have been someone's wedding. But
So did you sort of have to make your own fun in a way for the early part of Jacuzzi Boys' career? Like put on your own shows and be a very DIY band, which I guess has continued, you know, through to doing your own label recently.
Yeah, I mean, I guess those first few shows were kind of more DIY vibe, but we quickly played, you know, Churchill is kind of like the landmark live music sort of like rock and roll bar in town. It's been around since like the 70s, and for Miami that's like ancient, you know. So we played there pretty soon after, you know, and then we've like
and then we met
town.
Rich that ran a label called Florida's Dying and in Orlando, and he sort of just like booked our first tour. We like went on tour pretty soon.
So there were some supportive people in the neighborhood. I mean, I guess people's ideas of Miami are probably filtered through so many other weirder things, mm-hmm. like, you know, the Birdcage or, I picture it as being all like, you know, flamboyant bars on a beach and that's it.
There is that definitely, like the beach is basically that.
But yeah, most people that haven't been to Miami, their idea, I guess like most places, their idea of Miami is whatever pop culture kind of feeds you, you know? So it's like, yeah, Miami Vice, of course, is a major one. You know, the
Scarface.
Right. But I'm down with all that.
And so taking yourselves, you know, further afield, I guess in those 10 years, you've had plenty of other WTF moments apart from the Iggy Pop one. I know you did a big Audio Dynamite cover that ended up being used in Girls, the TV show.
Yeah.
So, and you were signed to Sub Pop's offshoot Hardly Art for a couple of records. So has it been surprising the twists and turns that things have taken for Jacuzzi Boys?
I think it's just really organic. We just keep going. If it's fun, we keep going. And it just like things happen. It's cool.
Even like recording a live record for Third Man and stuff like that. You know, it's just like you find yourself like, how did this happen exactly? Or finding yourself in Australia.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You've survived though, right?
Yeah. It's part of it.
As well as doing the singles comp this year, you also entered the world of the remix album more recently for Jacuzzi Boys as well.
Yeah,
so
I thought that was I've been wanting to get that happening since like the last LP. I thought that last LP was kind of like really lent itself to remixes because like there's a bunch of weird guitarists who synthesize, just like a lot of kind of strange sounds going on.
You were hearing some big sort of EDM anthems in your mind.
But I'm glad it finally happened. And it was cool, like we just again reached out everyone was like everyone's a friend and mostly all based in Miami. So it's kind
of
cool to like
there's some pretty whack re-rubs of some of the songs.
Yeah.
Must have been weird to have them come back.
Yeah, for sure.
So how far away are you from doing another Jacuzzi Boys record then? It feels like it's about time.
Yeah, I think it's about time. I think we want to do some like singles. So there will eventually be another compilation. So, you know.
You've looked at that one you just put out and thought we've got to have some stuff for another 5 years.
So, I don't know. Yeah, we're not necessarily thinking about an album right now. I think just kind of get some singles going.
All right. Well, we won't keep you in Australia too long. We'll let you get back to start working on those singles.
Oh, it's,
But don't make it another 10 years. It's so great to have Jacuzzi Boys here finally. We might have a listen to one of those said remixes. I like you guys as a shoegaze band for this version of
That
Lucky
first one.
Blaze.
Yeah, I like that
Lucky
one.
Blade.
That's our friend Ryan, right?
Yeah, Ryan and Deuce. He's from Miami originally, but been living in LA. He was so nervous about, like, when I first asked him if he wanted to be a part of it, and he was like, yeah, sure. And then I'd be like, hey, so what's up? And he's, I'm just really nervous. I know what I want to do. I can hear it in my head, but I don't know. He's like, when he finally sent it to us, he seemed so nervous about it. We all loved it. And I felt like there was like so much relief on his end. Like, oh man, thank God. You know, like.
This is all going to be part of being a good label boss in the future as well, you know, propping up other artists like that. This is Jacuzzi Boys remixed. Gabriel, Diego, and Danny, it's great to have you here. We'll see you back in Australia at some point. Thanks for the chat.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.